Staying with federal politics and the looming debate over the government's proposals for gun and hate speech restrictions, Bridget McKenzie is the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development and a National Senator for Victoria. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Great to be with you, Jade.
I want to ask you first about the fires that are still burning in your state. What are you hearing from people in the affected areas about the devastation that's been caused?
Well, obviously, the fires have been devastating. We've lost, you know, countless head of stock. People have lost livelihoods. We've seen body be found 100 metres from the car as a result of the Longwood fire ground. So there's a lot of, obviously, social cost, but also economic devastation. And so making sure community can get back on their feet as quickly as possible. We've had a flood of fodder into those affected communities, which has been fantastic for the animals that obviously have nothing to eat at the moment as a result of the firewood. And obviously our wonderful volunteers in the CFA have just been tireless protecting communities. So the long road to recovery begins now.
Turning to the legislation that's being introduced next week in response to the Bondi attack, have you had a chance to review that yet, and will the Nationals be supporting it?
Well, Jade, as your listeners will be aware, we only saw the 500 plus pages of legislation yesterday. It's being subject to a very quick and abrupt inquiry by the Intelligence and Security Committee, a very short inquiry for a piece of legislation of this significance. When we had the marriage equality debate in this country, when we looked at The Voice as a country, those pieces of legislation were subjected to long and lengthy and appropriate scrutiny by the Parliament, by the broader community, by the experts, so that we as a Parliament could get it right. And unfortunately, the Prime Minister has chosen to play politics with this bill. He's lumped migration changes in with the management of firearms and obviously in with hate speech laws. So there's a lot to unpack and not enough time before we debate it to actually get that those opinions from the experts, etc., about the impact. And you will have seen with the public hearing yesterday, officials in the department couldn't even give answers about the impact of these laws on everyday Australians. So there's a lot of concerns, but we'll be going through the process as best as we can in coming days in preparation for next week.
The opposition had been urging the Prime Minister, though, to act quickly here in response to Bondi. Is it fair to now accuse the government of rushing this?
Well, Jade, we were very clear. Having stood in Bondi, having attended Rabbi Eli's funeral and stood with the community post this Islamic terrorist attack, it was right and appropriate that we as an opposition seek to work with the government to call a royal commission, to actually bring Parliament back to move motions of condolence and support for our, particularly our Jewish community, in response to that. Now, the Prime Minister said no. Now he's bringing us back next week to appropriately move those motions of condolence. And I know so many MPs and senators look forward to putting that on the record and standing with our Jewish community. But when it comes to a piece of legislation, that should go through the appropriate processes of Parliament so that we can get it right. And that's one of the concerns. I mean, you know, if you just go to the gun laws, the changes that you've got, the terrorists and the bikies and the criminals are still going to have illegal firearms, whether this legislation passes or not, whilst law-abiding firearm owners like myself are absolutely being targeted as the Prime Minister seeks to somehow lump us in with Islamic terrorism. And I think it's deeply offensive to the over 1 million law-abiding firearm owners that the government's response to the horror of the Bondi Islamic terrorist attack is that law-abiding Australians' rights, property rights, are being taken away instead of actually dealing with the problem.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development, Bridget McKenzie. Are there any proposed changes in this legislation when it comes to gun laws that you would support?
Well, Jade, as your listeners will know, gun management is actually the purvey of state governments. And state ministers met with the federal government last week. And, you know, I don't think there's unanimity amongst them about their response to the gun buyback at all. You've seen the Northern Territory say it's not necessary. Tasmania's been quite strong that they don't need to do that. So when you look across the Commonwealth, WA is not going to bother doing it. So when you look across the Commonwealth, state governments are saying, well, that's all good and well, Prime Minister, but we don't see that as necessary. And when you look at what problem are we trying to solve here, Islamic terrorists shot Australian Jewish, this was an attack on our Australian Jewish community. Taking guns off law-abiding citizens is not the appropriate response. John Howard took on his own voters, right, after Port Arthur with those gun law changes. This Prime Minister, Prime Minister Albanese, refuses to take on Western Sydney, where the heart of Islamic extremism lives. And, you know, he's using his response to this terrorist attack is purely political. And this is his great conflict, I think, his refusal to even acknowledge or speak honestly about the reality of how this came to occur is why he's got his response wrong. This is pure deflection. And by lumping it all in together, it makes it clear. If he was really serious, he would take on his own constituency in Western Sydney and deal with the actual problem at its source.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Anytime, Jay.
Bridget McKenzie is the Shadow Minister for Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Development.